There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
Sporting identities, clubs and codes across the country gathered in Melbourne last night for the inaugural Australian Pride in Sports Award, celebrating outstanding achievements in LGBTI inclusion in Australian sports, both on and off the field. The Australian Pride in Sports Awards was the first celebration of its kind, dedicated solely to recognising exceptional efforts in making sport more inclusive for LGBTI people. Produced by Pride in Sport, the national non-for-profit sporting inclusion program spearheaded by Australia's largest LGBTI health organisation, ACON. Water polo was heavily featured in the nominations, and winners last night, and now on The Informer, Dina Curie speaks to the winners of Out Role Model of Award for Brisbane, Jeremy Archer, who is also a member of the Brisbane Tritons, Queensland LGBTI and inclusive water polo team.
What an amazing award to win, let alone be nominated for, but to actually win the award of Out Role Model of the Year. What was it like when...
To be honest, I didn't recognise my own name on the screen. I had literally just sat down about 3 minutes earlier from picking up the other award for the inclusive event, and I bumbled my notes. So I was just kind of sitting there and listening to Andrew announce, I guess, some of the things that... I had done, and nothing registered. I was like, okay. And then it wasn't until my partner who was sitting beside me, Clint, was like, it's you. And I was like, what? And there was music and lights all flashing, and it was extremely overwhelming. When I got to the stage and started my speech, I was literally shaking because I couldn't comprehend it. It was that kind of special for me that it was just totally unexpected and overwhelming. I would like to thank the Pride in Sport program for the amazing work that they do to promote and assist sporting levels at both state, I guess, and club level. What they do is amazing. So certainly if you're a team member of a club that's not involved in Pride in Sport, definitely reach out to them. And also water polo itself in Australia for me has been really, really amazing. So I really probably need to take a moment to thank the presidents of the LGBTI clubs and also the Barracudas and Water Polo Queensland for their assistance and help and support.
Now, that was the personal award that you received, but what were the other ones?
We had nominated for 4 awards in total, and we walked away with Inclusive Initiative, which was the National Water Polo League's Pride Cup and Water Polo Queensland's Pride Shield match. The cool thing about it is that that event is won last year's as well with Melbourne Surgeon Victoria Seals. So to win it 2 years in a row is really, really special for the water polo community, especially the LGBTI community, both in Victoria and Queensland.
What is it like, do you think, seeing this kind of representation for LGBTIQ inclusivity in the sport of water polo?
I think it's pretty huge. The fact that 3 years ago there were two clubs, there were Sydney Stingers and Melbourne Surge, who were, you know, the founding members of water polo, especially for inclusivity. So to have them come up to Brisbane and actively support us and grow and create the Tridents. And then we passed that back to Perth with the Perth White Pointers last year. So we've literally doubled membership across Australia in 3 years in inclusive water polo. So I think it's now one of the biggest inclusive sports in Australia. We're represented in 4 states. Each club has at least 100 members. And when we do our rookie programs or our boot camp programs, we get 30 to 40 new people through the door. And we get all people from all different walks of life as well, members of the LGBT community as well as allies who just want to get in the water and play water polo in an inclusive, fun, safe environment. And I think that's the key message, is that the inclusivity is encompassing of all. And I know I can speak on behalf of the other presidents and Sean, who's now the Tridents president, and that's the key message, is that they want it to be accessible for everyone regardless of who you are.
So why did you start playing with the Tritons?
Great question. When the Tridents kind of were first coming around or were kind of starting to grow, and it was just an idea at that stage, my partner said to me, look, I used to play water polo at high school. It's Brisbane. We don't really do anything in the water. Do you want to try it and see if you like it? And then we'll see how far we can ride it. So we went to the very first boot camp, and I soon found that my skill level was really bad in the water, but I kind of am a little bit bossy or known to be bossy. So I kind of jumped into an admin kind of role to help the Stingers and the Brisbane Barracudas steer it on its little journey, because at that stage there was only 12 members, and by the end of the 6 weeks we'd grown to 40, and then we're like, okay, this thing is going to grow and become big. So we formalized a committee and I became the founding president. So for me it was about spending time with my partner and making some friends. And then it just kind of grew into this massive thing, which then led me to my current role with Water Polo Queensland. So really, it was just spending time in the sun and hanging out with my partner.
What was it like being at the awards and seeing all these amazing representations? Because this is the first time these awards have happened to really recognise this inclusivity in sport. What was it like?
To see the amount of high-level sports people that were in the room, right down to the grassroots with the Perth team, the hockey team that were there, who had just picked up two awards for inclusive coach and community club, was huge. Just seeing that, you know, having David Kowalski there, having the Australian Sports Commission, Andrew Purchase, it was just great. Like, it was really amazing to see and feel the love and level of support. Having AFL, Swimming Australia in the room, Cricket Australia, Cricket Victoria, Water Polo Australia, Water Polo Victoria, Water Polo Queensland. It was really nice to see the level of support and the change that has happened in the past 3 to 5 years, where there was information that was out there that clubs and state levels weren't interested in having LGBTI inclusivity in the sports. Now they're promoting and championing it. Seeing the back end of the marriage equality campaign with AFL and cricket and Union League and water polo, and how we all stood behind it at state and national level, is, you know, it's just huge. So it was really nice to have that mentioned too last night as well, where everyone kind of came together, and regardless of how small your sport is or how small a part you played or how big a part you played, everyone was equal. And it was really lovely to take a moment to celebrate those achievements with everyone.
Do you think having these kind of conversations about equality on a sporting level is helping to change the narrative of it that we see?
I really think it is. Having been at a Catholic school and played rugby as a kid, and very badly, I did it because I felt like I had to. And I never really felt like I was part of the team, and I was always kind of would come to training, play the games, then leave. I didn't get socially involved. Hearing Alex's story and David's story and some of the others that spoke about how they just wanted to feel included. They just wanted to be part of a team and do well for their country or their sport or whatever level. Having that level of conversation and to be able to stand up brave and have them in front in the public, you know, opens so many doors. And if we can have one kid or one adult return back to the sport because they feel it's safe for them, then those difficult conversations or going through those difficult memories again is totally worth it.
For someone who doesn't feel like they're much of a role model or that they'd won the award, you certainly do know how to speak as one.
Thank you. It's crazy because I really don't see myself as a role model. It was when I accepted the award last night, when I had to say those words, I really stumbled. I just want to be included. And like everyone else, I found a little pathway where my little voice could make change. And if it can make change for someone else to have a pathway, then I'll happily wear it. I will. I'm proud of what we've all achieved. And I don't think I can really call myself a role model. I think everyone involved in inclusive sports at any level can call themselves role models, because it's a community. It's not really one person. And I truly believe that.
Well, that's the good thing about sport as well, that it really does take a team. And within sport, we are seeing a growth in pride and inclusivity, as we were talking about, in sport compared to other community activities. What do you think it is about sport that creates this space?
I think it creates a place where people can come together. You know, in a nightclub or in a bar, people are relaxing, but that common goal is fitness or getting to know someone, or just enjoyment, being out in the park or in the water. It's that common goal of coming together. And I think that's what, if you're in the water, if you're playing, or even if you're, you know, in the stands, that common goal is just being in part of community. And I think that's the drive. And having so many different outlets now, be it swimming, tennis, hockey, water polo, rugby union, the AFL teams, the Pride Cups to support, being there, I think, is that sense of community. And I don't think there is any other way or anywhere else in the world where you can do that apart from in sports. Sports, it's that common goal that unites people. And I really love that as we move forward with these pride movements and then these inclusive movements, it doesn't matter. You could be sitting next to anyone of any religion, race, gender, identity, but the common goal is either A, supporting your team that's playing, or B, being in that team. And I think that's that's something special.
What would you say to people who are unsure how to get engaged with sport or to feel included and how to reach out in that way?
Find a sport that you're interested in or that you might be interested in. So for me, it was water polo because my partner played and he loved being in the water. So for us, that was the natural way. You know, if it's rugby you really enjoy watching, then maybe try rugby. But the reach out through social media, like all of the clubs, all the LGBTI inclusive clubs have rookie programs or boot camps. Come along to their trainings, check them out, meet the guys and girls that are playing, and then dip your toes in. The best way to get involved is literally to jump in the deep end. And there's always opportunities for beginners. No sports team is going to send anyone away. They're going to want the membership. They're going to want to include you and welcome you into that community. So my advice is just do it. Jump in and get involved, because I tell you, the journey that water polo has given me in the past 3 years, both with the opportunities with being on the board for Queensland now, but also my own personal development, my own confidence, my skill level, my fitness, it's second to none. And the amount of friendships that I've now made around Australia and then those that travel to the gay games and the Purchase Cup and the other events, you know, you make lifelong friends all around the world. It's worth that moment of going, am I going to be good enough? Can I do it? It's 2 seconds, because once you're there, it's a different world.
That was Dean Arcuri with Jeremy Archer, recipient of the Out Role Model Award at the Australian Pride in Sports Awards last night.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.